Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Pineapples, the podcast, and I'm your host, Talisa, of course, and today's episode is called The Sex Files, and I have a special guest here today that is willing to tell us his crazy experiences. Introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? My name is Master Michael.
Okay, Master Michael. And let's get started. Let's start telling us how you've had some crazy experiences.
Okay, so first of all, I met this girl on a nice summer night. She pulled me up, asked me my name. We exchanged numbers. So we talked a little bit. I finally went over there to go see her. At this time, I was at my drunkest moments. I mean, I was drinking every day. So I go over there, get drunk. We smoke weed together. And, you know, do-do-do. You know? But I started noticing after a while that, you know, she was like, damn, why you don't never leave me no money on the dresser after I leave? Like, bitch. What the fuck, you a prostitute? Like, why the fuck do I gotta leave you money after I fuck you?
Maybe she wanted to get her nails and her feet done.
Oh, I'm not her boyfriend, so.
Okay.
So, anyhow, I'm going over there. I went over there a few times. You know, at the time, I'm getting a nice piece of money. So, the guys across the street used to always look at me real weird. And I'm like, you know, I'm getting money. I'm riding a Coogi. I got my Lexus, shit going good. So I ain't paid them dudes no mind. So one day, well, my ex-girlfriend was like, be careful. You going over these bitches' houses, you all drunk, they probably stealing your money. I'm like, you right, I'll be going in there, pocket full of money. So anyway, so this one morning I wake up, I stay over there. I wake up early in the morning. And she's gone. I instantly flipped out. I'm looking for my keys. Like, this bitch done stole my car. And I get to yelling her name. Loudly. She don't answer. I slide my clothes on and run down the steps because I'm thinking maybe this bitch took my car. When I get to the bottom of the steps, I smell the strong whiff of crack cocaine. This bitch come running out the motherfucking basement. What's wrong, baby? Like, bitch, what's wrong? I simply didn't say anything.
What did you do?
I just got my clothes on and I rolled out and I never spoke to the bitch again.
So did you ever see her again?
No. Never talked to her, matter of fact, and I changed my number. So now everything started replaying in my head. This is why she waited till all the guys walked off to try to get my number. Because they would have informed me, like, yo, don't say nothing to that crackhead ass bitch. This is why the niggas across the street from my house was staring at me all crazy. They weren't worrying about me getting money. They was worrying about, look at this nigga fucking this crackhead. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
So obviously she didn't look like a crackhead.
She didn't. She was a functional crackhead. Like, and then I was like, oh my god, this bitch done already had blunts rolled up when I got there. Now I know, unless she lightly sprinkled it with crack. But 9 times out of 10, this bitch done had me smoke some crack. Like, she always had her blunt rolled up before I got there. And like I say, all that shit just replayed in my head. Like, you crackhead bitch. This is why you kept begging for money. This is why your daughter don't live with you. This is why them niggas was looking at me like I was fucking crazy.
Because the whole time she was smoking crack.
She was smoking. Ronnie, you crackhead bitch. If I ever see your little dusty ass again, I'm going to smack the shit out you, hoe.
Well, there you have it for the first episode of The Sex Files. And if you have any questions, well, Ronnie, if you out there, we hope you done got clean and you are no longer smoking crack or getting anybody else to smoke crack. And until next time.
I hope you get your daughter back, bitch. That's what your main focus should be.
Until next time, this is Pineapples the Podcast. And I'll talk to y'all next time.